Dreams, Illumination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Instant Illumination. Dreams, Illumination. We have dreams all the time. Most of our dreams are beyond our thought. Most of our dreams are outside of our thinking system. Strange as it may seem, most of our dreams are not available to us as we might like them to be. And the reason that they're not available to us is that we allow ourselves to be so bundled up with problems and bundled up with things that we think are more important, with everyday living, with getting up and going to sleep and doing the normal things it takes to maintain our body, to have a job so that we can have food and housing and clothing and things like that, have relationships so that we can feel that we are a part of our community, a part of our family, a part of our world. And all of this time, out of our 24 hours, we spend very little time in being introspective, in having our dreams. Can I sit back for 5 minutes anytime and dream? Say you go to the dentist's office and you have to wait, or the doctor, and you have to wait, or you go to an appointment and someone keeps you waiting. You go to the library and you're sitting in the library and you're reading a book in the library, which is a rare thing today, but a good thing. And as you're reading a book in the library, you're surrounded by this plethora of magic everywhere. The words of millions of minds that have written their story and written their theme and written their topic. Some intellectually sound, some imaginatively creative, some that are just way out dreamers and wonderful. And a lot of fairy tales. The fairy tales are the best of all, of course. And as you sit there, do you know what you're doing? You are sitting in the vibrations of this magical community. This community of people who not only dreamed, but who wrote them down. People who not only had thoughts in their mind and were impressed by their thoughts, but were able to impress a publisher with their thoughts and get the book published. And you think how strange some of those books are and how illogical and unreasonable some of them are. How could they ever have been published? Well, that's not our question. Our question is more, they were published, and look at the magic that they reveal. Well, they're all dreamers, and you are too. And you and I and most people have all had in our heart, I'd like to write a wonderful book. But we don't really want to write it, because if we wanted to write it, we'd write it. Most who think they'd like to write a book, and that's the majority, they dream their book. You ask them about their book, they know it right away. I find it most delightful as I talk with my friends who are in poetry. And poetry seems to have a special idiocy to it, if you can say that, a special imagination or flow. And as I talk to my friends, they say, I'm a poet. And I say, that's wonderful. And they say, I have written a dozen poems. I say, that's wonderful. And they say, let me quote them to you. And I say, that's not wonderful. I am not interested in hearing somebody else's poetry, as lovely as it may be. But Herb, you sometimes read poetry from the books of the great authors, the great poets. You studied them when you were in school and in college. You know about them. Yes, that's very true. That's very true. I learned the art of poetry, the art of writing poetry, all the different techniques that poets use and things like that. But that was for me in my mind. That was for the liberal arts of my intellectual self that opened the doorways of my own thinking so that I could think like a poet. Now, as I read these great poets, oh, they rhyme and they rhythm and they roll and they're kind of interesting, but are they telling a story that I want to hear? And you see, that's the magic of it. Are they telling a story that I want to hear? No matter how great the poet may be, if they write about something that doesn't please me, I do not read it again and again and again as I could if it pleased me. So you see, as we dream our dreams, we can write them down if we wish or not. As we have these illuminations, we can write them down, we can tape them and describe them and talk about them, or do anything we wish, even photograph them. But what is the most important thing to do? The most important thing to do is to realize that every dream that comes into my mind is a dream in the now. It's a dream that I can experience and know right now. It's not something for the future or something for the past. It's only something for now. If I say to you, "Oh, look, see that beautiful sunset," and you are so busy reading your book, you say, "Just a minute," because you're going through a very exciting part of your book. And by the time you look up, the sunset is not as interesting as when I saw it first. And you look up and you say, "Huh, it's not so great." And then you go back to your book. You see, all beautiful experiences are for the now, for the right now. All beautiful sunsets must be viewed almost instantly to have them be beneficial. So that's why photography has been so beneficial. This photographer sits there snapping away pictures of the sunset. He doesn't just snap the perfect sunset. That he does too, but he snaps many, many sunsets. And as he snaps these sunsets, even on the same day, he may snap 100 sunsets. And one stands out more glorious than the others. Oh, they all have magic to them, but one stands out more glorious than the other, and that's the one he chooses. And as he looks at that picture, yes, he's back there again. It is engraved in his mind, in his heart, in his being. He is illumined by what he sees, and he sees it very good and wonderful. He is in that dream, in that experience of the sunset that made him feel so great. You too can do that. I do that all the time. I live in a world of dreams and illumination. And as I live in this world of dreams and illumination, I tell my friends about it. I tell my students about it. I tell my world about it. I tell the internet and I tell the seminars about it. And what I do, I get so excited in the telling because I am living it again at that moment. I am living the dream that I'm presenting at the very moment I'm presenting it. I'm not in the past remembering it. I'm not in the future hoping for it. I am living in the now, the very thing, and presenting it. They did a test on the mind of people, and they found that to have a real experience, to see a real sunset, had glorious implications in their mind, glorious responses to their mental electricity. And then when they were asked to think about that sunset, without actually seeing it, but to think about it, when they thought about it, they had the same responses in their brain that they had from actually seeing it to only thinking about it. You see, our brain has the capacity to do wonderful things, and we do it in the now. And we have the capacity to dream wonderful dreams, and we have the capacity to do it now. Dreams sound like a future thing, or it sounds like an unbelievable thing. But dreams are a sort of a all-in-all package for the concept of going in your mind unlimited and seeing the unlimited aspects or possibilities that the mind can conceive for itself. Because as the mind begins to listen on different levels of awareness, it begins to reveal the magic that is there. And while the mind can dwell upon an infinite number of things all at one time, the consciousness, where you say, "I am conscious of it," seems to be aware of only one thing at a time to have it be effective and beautiful. You look at the sunset, for instance, you see the sun, you see the color, you see the sun going down on the horizon, you see the sparkles of light shooting out like giant beams of light all over into the sky. You see the clouds illumined from beneath, illumined from behind, illumined from on top. You see all these things, all depending upon where your vantage point is of looking at this beautiful scene. That's a dream. That's a chimera that passes before your eyes almost instantly, and one minute it's there and another it's not. It's not real, and yet it is the most real thing that ever exists. Our dreams are our reality, our illusions, our illuminations, our inspirations. These are our reality. These are the things that make our life worthwhile. These are the things that give our life continuity and content and color. And these are the things that give our life beingness. These are the things that we are. Listen on this level of awareness, and as you listen on this level of awareness, you will do like many of the poets and musicians have said, dream the impossible dream. And as you dream the impossible dream, it is done. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.